as a greeting of love. They are expressing their love by decorating the whole city and also lighting it up with the lamps. So it's welcoming Lord Ram, expression of their love. This is the Diwali. So the event of Diwali comes in this month. That is the first event which expresses the love of the devotees for the Lord. For the alphabet A, which is the second alphabet of the word Damodar, A stands for appearance of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. In this particular month, we have Bahulashtami coming, and that's the appearance of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. We understand that how of when they describe that in this whole universe there are millions of planets, but the planet Earth is most fortunate, because on Earth the Supreme Lord takes so many avatars, and on the planet Earth there are so many countries. The land of India, the Bharat, is very special, because again for the reason that the Lord appears on this land, there are so many holy places of His appearance of His pastimes. In the land of India there are so many holy places, but the Mathura Mandal is very special, where Lord Krishna appears, Bhagavan Swayam. In Mathura Mandal, Vrindavan, Brajbhumi, is very special. In Brajbhumi, Govardhan is very special, where the most intimate pastimes of love are performed. And in Govardhan, the most holiest place, the most special place, is Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. Because the highest pastimes of love are performed in the area or in the banks of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. Yatha Radha Priya Vishnu Stasya Kundam Priyam Tatha Sarva Gopishu Saiveka Vishnu Ratyanta Vallabha. Just like among all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is most dear to Krishna, so is this Kund, Radha Kund. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he empowered the Goswamis to discover the various holy places of pilgrimage or the various holy sites of Krishna's pastime which had been lost. He entrusted Rupa and Sanatana Goswami with this task, that find out the various places of the Lord's pastime. But he himself revealed this Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, the appearance of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund is celebrated in this month. This pastime places of highest love appear in this very particular month of Damodar. The third alphabet of the word Damodar, M, stands for Mother Yashoda binding Krishna. The very from the pastime where this month gets its name. Mother Yashoda binds Krishna. So describe that Kaliyavan, he was a great warrior. He ran behind Krishna. Krishna left the battlefield and ran, and Kaliyavan was running behind. Therefore Lord, one of his names is Ranchor Rai. He left the battle. So Kaliyavan is a warrior, he has a very athletic body. He has won many championships of marathon and sprints. Kaliyavan runs behind the Lord, but he is unable to catch. And Mother Yashoda, she has a very heavy body. She doesn't have an athletic body at all. She is not practiced a sprint runner or something. So you can contrast. Here is the athletic demon who is trained up for the marathon runs. He runs behind Krishna, unable to catch Krishna. But Mother Yashoda, with a very heavy body, right? And she is fatigued also, can't run much. But she is able to catch Krishna because of her love, not because of her skills, not because of her ability, but because of her love. Shukadeva Goswami describes, Nandaha kimmakaro brahman shreyaeva mahodayam yashodacha mahabhaga papoyasyastanam harihi. What did Nanda Maharaj do that he has the Supreme Brahman as his son? And who can describe the great fortune of Mother Yashoda, Yashoda cha Mahabhaga? She is the most fortunate. Papo yasya stanam harihi. Lord Krishna drank her milk. So describe that mother and father of Krishna, Yashoda and Nanda, they are both very fortunate. But Mother Yashoda's good fortune exceeds that of Nanda Maharaj. Because Nanda Maharaj would have to go to tend to his work. But Krishna would always be with Mother Yashoda. In fact, in a conversation in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vallabha Bhatta, he says, my Lord, I have written an elaborate commentary explaining the names of Krishna, the various names of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he simply replies, Prabhu kahe Krishna na mera bahu artha na mani Shyam Sundar Yashoda Nandan nahi matra jani. Lord said, I do not accept many names of Krishna. Now he just wanted to break the pride of Vallabha Bhatta. All the names of Krishna are eternal and are glorious. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, I just know Krishna by two names. That's it. Shyam Sundar and Yashoda Nandan. So Shyam Sundar is a name which the gopis, the most beloved devotees of the Lord, are attracted toward his beauty. Shyam Sundar and Yashoda Nandan, the son of Mother Yashoda. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I just know Krishna by these two names. So Mother Yashoda, Krishna is bound by the love of the mother. This is the third pastime of love performed in this month of Damodar. The fourth pastime from the alphabet O is offering worship to Govardhan. Krishna arranged the worship which was meant for Indra. Let that worship be offered to Giriraj Govardhan. So the pastime of lifting of Govardhan is also performed in this particular month. So we understand that how during the day when Krishna would go to the forest, the mother, father would be in separation, the gopis would be feeling separation, but the cowherd boys would be with Krishna. At night, Krishna was with his parents, and his friends would feel separation at night. So Krishna was there, but he was not there with everyone all the time. So someone or other would feel separation. Sometimes the cowherd boys, they would get up in the middle of the night, at 12 midnight, and they would say, it's time to go for herding the calves. Time to go for herding the cows. Right? Especially the calves when they're small. And the mother would say, shut up, it's middle of the night, sleep now. Morning you have to go with Krishna. So imagine in the middle of the night, with the anticipation that now is the time to go with Krishna to herd the calves. They would often get up in the middle of the night. And that would be put to sleep again by the mother. So in this way, someone or the other would always feel separation from the Lord. And they would, can we with Krishna, can we be with Krishna for 24 hours a day? Is it possible? So there was a desire of the devotees, can be with Krishna for 24 hours. And Lord, he is antaryami, he understands the desire of all. He fulfilled the desire of all the residents of Vrindavan, including the cows, the calves, all the animals, the peacocks, the gopas, the gopis. Everyone could be there with Krishna 24 hours, 24 by 7. Right? The word 24 by 7 came from this lila. They could be with Krishna. So just imagine, they were just all gazing at the Lord, and there was a deep exchange of love. It's a pastime where there was a maximum exchange of love which took place. Krishna is reciprocating personally with each and every devotee, with each and every cow, with each and every mother, with each and every friend in a very personal way. So that highest exchange of love took place under Giriraj Govardhan. So the offering, offering respect to Govardhan, offering worship to Govardhan, Giriraj Puja, takes place in this month. Of course, we were once traveling in one of the vans. There are Dwadash vans. There are 12 vans. We were traveling in Kamlevan, and there was old Brajvasi lady. And she started telling us a story. We were some of us, but going around the dham, five or six of us, a small group. She said, look, that Indra attacked the Vraja. Indra attacked the Vraja for 7 days, 7 nights with the Samvartaka cloud. He was blowing thunderbolts on Govardhan. And at the end of it, he wanted to destroy the whole Vrindavan, everyone. But at the end of it, Indra was forgiven. Not just he was forgiven, he brought Aravat elephant and Krishna happily accepted Abhishek. Not just he forgave, but he accepted Abhishek from Indra. And he offered some prayers to please him, offered Abhishek, did the aarti of the Lord and everything. The Lord was pleased. Such a heinous attack. And Lord Brahma, he just wanted to, he just stole the cows and the calves, right? He didn't want to kill them. Indra wanted to kill. And Lord Brahma, he simply stole the cow and calf for a short while. But, and then he recited, then of course we understand Krishna expanded, but then to seek forgiveness for his mistake, Lord Brahma, he offers 40 prayers to Krishna. This old Vrajvasi lady was saying, look, here is Indra, he offered some 7-8 prayers. And Krishna became so happy. And Brahma, he offered very profound prayers, better than that of Indra's. Very 40 very profound prayers. And his offense was small. So he's seeking, like he's really glorifying, apologizing for a small mistake. Krishna didn't even look at Lord Brahma. He didn't even reply. Not to speak of getting the aarti done, Abhishek done. He didn't even look at Indra, look at Lord Brahma. So he was saying, what? For a small fault, Brahma is being given much bigger punishment. And Indra, much bigger fault, much bigger offense. But he's being easily, relieved from that. Why such a discrepancy? Because Indra's mistake brought all the devotees together. Right? And there could be a pastime of love. And Brahmaji's mistake, Brahmaji stole, took the devotees away from the Lord. So the cows and calves were stolen. Right? So by Indra's mistake, all the devotees came together, brought together. So therefore, his mistake was easily forgiven. So this Indra's offense, we understand, of course, ultimately the leela of the Lord, that he wanted to perform a pastime where all the residents of Vrindavan could come together under one big umbrella and exchange that love. Giriraj Govardhan has been glorified in the section called Venu Geet in Srimad Bhagavatam. This verse has been, this Venu Geet are the series of verses recited by the gopis of Vrindavan. And this particular verse glorifying Giriraj Govardhan is recited by Srimati Radharani herself. Hantaya madrira bala haridasa vanyo yaduram krishna charana sparsha pramoda vanam tanati sahago ganayastayoryat pani suyavasa kandara kandamuna. Look at this Giriraj Govardhan Hantaya madrira, this hill. This is Haridasa Varya. He is the best servant of the Lord Hari. Why? Because just by the touch of Lord's lotus feet, he feels blissful. And not just that, he serves the Lord with Ram Krishna Charana Sparsha Pramoda. Manam tanoti saha go ganayus tayorhyat. He serves the Lord, Krishna and Balaram. Not just them, but he serves all his devotees. How? By providing fresh grass, by providing various caves for Krishna and Balaram to play, by having various waterfalls, and where the cows can drink water, the cowherd boys, the fresh cows for the cows and the calves. So in so many ways, right, by providing beautiful pastime places, fresh water, the grasses, and beautiful scenic spots, this hill Govardhan serves Krishna and Balaram and all the devotees. Therefore, he is the best servant of the Lord, Haridasa Varaha. And Krishna wanted to start the Govardhan Puja, right? Worship of Govardhan, offering of. So therefore, instead of offering the puja to Indra, Krishna himself devoted or directed that worship to be offered to the best servant of the Lord, the best servant of the devotees. So this wonderful festival of Govardhan Puja, offering worship to Giriraj Govardhan, takes place in this month of Damodar. There is the fourth pastime of love that is performed this month. Fifth pastime of love which Krishna performed is disappearance of Srila Prabhupada in this very particular month. Right? So the fifth alphabet D of Damodar stands for disappearance of Prabhupada. So Prabhupada, as we know, he was living in Vrindavan as a sadhu. No one leaves Vrindavan at the age of 70. Everyone comes to Vrindavan to retire. And many sadhus, they take the vrata of not leaving the Vrindavan, right, till the end of their life. There are so many sadhus like that. Even if they are very sick, they don't want to leave Vrindavan. But Prabhupada, he left Vrindavan to spread the glories of Vrindavan. And Prabhupada, he told his devotees, he was preaching, he said, I don't mind leaving my body on the battlefield while preaching. In New York, Prabhupada was joking with the devotees. He said, in New York, you have no space to make samadhi. So, we have this building, Radha Govind Mandir. If I leave my body here in New York, you can make my samadhi on the terrace of Radha Govind Mandir. So, Prabhupada was ready. And even when his body was reduced, was so thin, frail, weak, you can see the videos are there, he still planned a world trip. But then when he went to London, and the devotees, just by seeing his condition, were crying, and his health further deteriorated, and the devotees suggested him, Prabhupada, you should return back to India and Vrindavan. And Prabhupada agreed. And Prabhupada could, although he had in very weak condition, started the world trip, but the devotees insisted that he returns back now and go back to Vrindavan. And Prabhupada agreed and he came back to Vrindavan. And our dear Srinathji Prabhu was the one who assisted Prabhupada to see him off on the train, right, that Prabhupada can travel toward Vrindavan. He arranged. And by the mercy of the Lord, our dear Srinathji Prabhu, who had such love for Prabhupada, also departed in the month of Kartik, in the month of Damodar. So, the fifth pastime the Lord performed is that he called back his dear servant. The disappearance of Prabhupada we celebrate in this month. Right? So, all the devotees, they like to go to Vrindavan in the month of Kartik, and after Diwali celebration, just it's 2 days after, 2 or 3 days ahead of Diwali is Prabhupada Disappearance Day. So that's the fifth pastime of love that is performed by the Lord. The sixth pastime, beginning with alphabet A, the Lord performed is, he accepted the charge of the cows in this particular month of Damodar. So we celebrate the festival of Gopashtami. So Lord, he would just herd the calves, right, as a child, up to the age of 5, the Lord would herd the calves, and he would be known as Vatsapal, not Gopal. Gopal means one who take care of the cows, go. So the children were only allowed to go not deep into the forest but up to the area where from standing on the hill on Nandgaon up to where the vision of Mother Yashoda goes, up to that spot, that's it. Right? That means within the vision, under the supervision of the parents, so he could be seen, okay, up till there, that the boys could go to herd the calves. But the Lord wanted to go deep in the forest to enjoy the beauty of Vrindavan forest with the cows and perform various pastimes into the forest of Vrindavan. So therefore, he said, I should be given the charge of the cows. Right? No, I'm big enough. Mother Yashoda was fearful. No, you're still small. And in the forest there are ferocious animals. In the forest there are so many thorns, pebbles. So Mother Yashoda was not agreeing out of love. But Krishna insisted, there's a whole pastime. And finally they agreed. Mother Yashoda said, but you have to wear shoes because forest, there are so many thorns, pebbles, sharp husk. Krishna said, but then you have to give shoes to all the cows also, lakhs of them, and they don't wear one pair, two pair each. So when the cows heard that Mother Yashoda has a concern that when Krishna will go to the forest, his feet will be pricked by the thorns, pebbles, they went that night to the entire Vraja and powdered the dust, finally, all the sharp grains of sand, rockies, pebbles and other grains of husk. They were all finely powdered, so much so that even today we can see at many places that Vraj is like a talcum powder. Right? So fine. When he smeared with that. So that was done by the cows. So they were so eager that Krishna will take us for herding deep inside the forest. So that's pastime where Krishna, he became Gopal from Vatspal, took place in this particular month of Yamadhar. The seventh pastime of love, beginning with the alphabet R, is Krishna performed his Ras Leela. So therefore the Ras Purnima, which is the last day of the Kartik, and even the Sharad Purnima, both the days the Lord performed this pastime of Rasa dance, Rasa Leela. Jaya Jaya Jana Rasa Sarva Rasa Sara Parakiya Bhavi Jaha Rajate Pracha. So this particular bhajan glorifies this beautiful past on the Lord as the essence of the loving pastime. The most ujjwala, the most brilliant, without any kind of contamination, the most pure, the most brilliant pastime of love that was performed by the Lord, Rasa Leela, is also performed in this month of Kartik. So in this way, the seven pastimes of love were performed by the Lord in this particular month of Damodar, acronym to the seven alphabets Damodar. So I'll just summarize. The alphabet D stands for Diwali, the pastime of Diwali was performed. A stands for appearance of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. M, Mother Yashoda binding Lord Krishna, and thus he became known as Damodar. O, Krishna offered worship to Giriraj Govardhan. Further, D, disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, and our dear Srinadji Prabhu also, this particular month of Kartik. And of course, there are many other devotees, beloved devotees of the Lord who disappeared in this month, many beloved disciples of Prabhupada. Then, A, Krishna accepted the charge of the cows, Gopashtami celebrated, and R for the Ras Leela pastime of the Lord. So therefore, because so many pastimes of love were performed, therefore this particular month is a month of love. That's the speciality of this particular month. So if we approach the Lord, we put a little effort to cultivate that relationship of love, how much the Lord will reciprocate. He is eager for us that we begin. We take one step ahead towards Him in offering of our love and affection to the Lord. So therefore the devotees in this particular month of Kartik, in this particular month of Damodar, they perform various vratas. So again, so many devotees, they perform various kind of vratas. The scripture recommends that we should perform some vrata, and in total the vrata which is performed is known as Urja Vrat. The term Urja Vrat is used. The Kartik Vrat is also known as Urja Vrat. So by performing, some devotees they chant extra, some devotees perform some particular austerity, eating once a day grains, other times some fruits. Some devotees do not eat grains at all, only take fruits. Some devotees give up their favorite dishes, right, sweet dish or some fried items, etc. Other devotees, there are devotees who stay in Vrindavan full month. Of course, so many devotees, they come to the temple every day to offer a lamp, or they offer lamp at home, or many other kind of vrata. Vrata means I will do this for all the 30 days, beginning today from 13th October to November 12th. For all the full month, I'll do this vrata. So that vrata is known as Kartik Vrata or Urja Vrata. So we all should perform some vrata. By performing this vrata, we are taking one step towards Krishna, basically. We are taking one step towards Krishna, performing this vrata. And Krishna reciprocate million times over that reciprocation of love. So we have to express our love towards the Lord by doing something extra in this particular month. So I want to suggest to you a smart vrata. In the smart age, the phones are smart, the wallet is also smart, right? The pickpockets, they can't just in ordinary way pick your pocket. If you just have a smart wallet, the banking is smart, there are smart restaurants, the smart cars, you name and there is a smart version available. Even there is a smart toilet seat. I don't know what smartness is needed over there. But you say, and there is a smart version available. Right? So this is a smart age. So I want to, in line with the time, in line with the age, I want to suggest a smart vrata. By doing that, we can get the maximum advantage, maximum benefit. So I'll briefly describe this smart vrata. We can do five things. Again, acronym to SMART. S-M-A-R-T. S stands for, we can sing the glories of the Lord again and again with devotion. So we are gathering today to the kirtan of the Lord. In the morning we sang Damodar Ashtakam, offered the lamp. If you can come to the temple to sing the glory to the Lord, very good. But at our home, with the family, we can gather. We can keep some time that we'll sing Damodar Ashtakam. Of course, we should sing every day in this month. Apart from that, we can sing some other bhajans glorifying Radha Krishna, glorifying Vrindavan Dham. Few devotees in Vrindavan temple, they came together, just three or four of them. They said, in this month of Damodar, let's sing Gopi Geet. And they started singing Gopi Geet. A group of three or four became eight or nine became 29, 39, 89, 99. Now there are 900 devotees or even more they gathered together. So it became such huge. So the temple then put an official sword, official singer, and then full sound system, everything. Right? So they just thought, we will sing this Gopi Geet in this month of Damodar together. Three or four devotees took that decision. And now it's one of the big events in the month of Kartik in Krishna Balaram Mandir. So in general, we can come together, the devotees, whenever there is opportunity, or daily, within a family, and sing some bhajan, sing the glories of the Lord. Especially, Radha Krishna's glory is Vrindavan, related to Krishna. M. The second aspect of our smart vrata, which we can follow, is morning chanting. There could be more chanting also, right? We can chant more, of course. But I would like to emphasize morning chanting, because that will help to improve the quality. Both ways, right? More chanting and morning chanting. Many of us, we chant 16 rounds. We can try to complete the chanting in the morning, before we begin checking the updates on the Facebook, WhatsApp, or before we begin our any other work. You can try this. We'll see that there will be amazing benefit in this particular month of Damodar. By doing this, the advantage will be tremendous if we can do the morning chanting. If possible, all 16 rounds, but if not, majority of our rounds. So once some devotee asked Prabhupada, we are beginning, the month of Kartik is beginning today, and we heard that there is Urja Vrata. Can you please explain how can we follow this Urja Vrata? Prabhupada said, for 1 month daily chant Hare Krishna for 24 hours a day, that's all. And the devotees all started laughing. And all the devotees together they started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Prabhupada further added, don't eat, don't sleep, just chant 24 hours a day. This is Urja Vrata. Right? So Prabhupada asked, can you follow? And then we said, I'm not sure. So everyone again just started laughing and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So chanting, doing the morning chanting,